Time again for your comments. Starting today with response to Will Salatin. He's Slate's political columnist. On Monday, Will and I discussed the decision by two Democratic presidential candidates, Howard Dean and John Kerry, to forego public funding for their campaigns and, with it, campaign spending limits. Will talked about what's become a real conundrum for many Democrats. They have supported public funding of elections in the past, but faced with a Republican challenger with a huge private war chest, they're now having to rethink. Here's how Will summed it up.
I know a lot of people who believe in campaign finance reform and say, oh, we shouldn't be violating it. But, you know, at the same time, Democrats want to win more than they want to play by the rules.
But as several listeners pointed out, Howard Dean and John Kerry are playing by the rules, rules which allow them to opt out of public financing for their campaigns. If they were not, writes Port Townsend, Washington listener Larry Dennison, candidates, including the Republicans, would not have the option of avoiding spending limits. And from politics to religion and football. Last week on the program, poet Scott Woods had some strong thoughts about people who pray for miracles on the gridiron.
God floods the earth for 40 days and nights, killing every manner of life that couldn't swim, but cares enough about the winning touchdown to make a blocker trip on his shoelaces.
Poet Scott Woods. Listener Bob Ebert was offended by that poem. He wrote, it was blasphemous and narrow-minded, but a lot of you liked it. Like listener Aaron Falk, both funny and religious at the same time, he writes, not an easy mix. Still another careful listener detects what he thinks is an institutional bias in Scott Woods' words.
John Gary from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Scott is an Ohio State Buckeye fan. That obviously clouds his judgment. We all know that God does love the University of Michigan more. Go Blue!
Wolverine fan John Gary, which brings us to another Wolverine fan and to Brian Unger, who on Monday shocked us with a report about families torn apart at the Thanksgiving table over talk of politics, sex, and religion. Here was his advice for upcoming family feasts.
This year, families should stick to talking about the one person at the office they can't stand working with and the South Beach diet.
That suggestion is nuts, writes another Ann Arbor listener. Boy, they're prolific writers, aren't they? Shelley Furson notes, dieting is not a tame subject between many a mother and daughter. If my mother mutters, you've put on weight. Have you heard about the Miami Beach diet? I'm out of the dining room faster than you can sneeze. Thank you, Shelley. Thanks to all of you who wrote. And if you hear something on the program that evokes a response or a sneeze, by all means write us. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Let's give those people in Ann Arbor a little break.